Radio Prague News.
The Czech government will step down if no agreement among the coalition parties is reached by next Tuesday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said. The trial continues against the coalition Public Affairs Party unofficial leader Vít Bárta over corruption charges. And a number of Czech NGOs have called for a parliamentary investigation of links between organized crime and politics. The Czech government will step down if no agreement among the coalition parties is reached by next Tuesday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said after a meeting of the Civic Democrat Party leadership. Mr. Nečas said his party was ready to accept some of the demands made by the junior coalition Public Affairs Party, which triggered the latest government crisis, namely to reduce the numbers of ministries by three and to revise the coalition agreement. Leaders of the three government parties are to meet on Tuesday. If no agreement is reached, Mr. Nečas said the country would head for early general elections that could take place in June. The Prime Minister's announcement came a day after the Public Affairs Party threatened to quit the coalition if their demands are not met by the end of the month. Both the Civic Democrat and Topo 9 parties' leaders, however, rejected the ultimatum and said they would rather opt for snap elections. The trial against Public Affairs de facto leader Vít Bárta continued on Wednesday. Mr. Bárta faces corruption charges related to payments he allegedly made to Public Affairs deputies. The hearings continued on Wednesday with the testimony of MP Josef Novotný and a reporter for the weekly Respekt, which broke the story last year. If convicted, Mr. Bárta will face up to 6 years in jail. The court is expected to deliver a verdict on Friday. President Václav Klaus has questioned the government's plans for the restitution of church property confiscated by the communist regime in the 1950s. Speaking at an economic forum in Prague on Wednesday, Mr. Klaus said there were several issues that still needed to be clarified and that he had doubts about whether the government had chosen the right concept for the restitution, particularly in relation to its scope. The government plans to return physical property worth around 75 billion crowns to Czech churches, which should receive some 59 billion crowns as reimbursement for the rest. The respective legislation is awaiting debate in the lower house of parliament. A number of Czech NGOs on Wednesday called for the establishment of a civic parliamentary committee that should investigate links between organized crime and politics. Entitled You Stole Our Country, Give It Back, the initiative also called for any related materials collected by the Czech intelligence services to be declassified. The organizers said the initiative was a reaction to the latest wiretapping scandal, which revealed that former Prague mayor Pavel Bém consulted some of his decisions with the lobbyist Roman Janoušek. In related news, six police officers are facing disciplinary charges over the way they handled the car crash of lobbyist Roman Janoušek, which took place earlier this month in the Czech capital. Mr. Janoušek crashed his car into another car and then ran over its driver and fled the site before he was arrested. However, the officers allowed Mr. Janoušek to make phone calls. He was interrogated while still under the influence of alcohol and was released just hours after the accident. The deputy chief of the Prague police force earlier resigned over the scandal. Swiss authorities on Wednesday extradited fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Pitr, who fled the country after being sentenced to 5 years in prison for tax fraud. A spokesman for the Swiss Justice Ministry said Mr. Pitr arrived in Prague in the afternoon, accompanied by three Czech police officers. Tomáš Pitr was arrested in Switzerland 2 years ago. His extradition was made possible after he voluntarily withdrew a petition for asylum in that country, following a Prague court decision to allow his case to be reopened. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Overcast skies and rain showers are expected in the coming days with daytime highs of around 10 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Tren, that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, and my name is Sarah Borůvka. Coming up in today's program, the Czech government is on the brink of collapse as junior coalition partner Public Affairs threatens to walk out. Political analyst Eric Best comments on these latest developments and where this leaves the Czech government. And then later on in the program, in Radio Prague's new feature Marketplace, we talk to the CEO of Ahold Czech Republic, Jan van Dam, about, among other things, the changing tastes of Czech consumers.
The quality of food is really number one. Then you see also the price in combination with the quality, and then also Czech origin plays a role, but a little bit in that order.
All that and more coming up, so do stay with us. The Czech government is teetering on collapse as the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs has said it will put out unless a number of major concessions are met. Reactions to the demands from its coalition partners were no less than furious. And even if the party backs down, as it has on similar occasions, it seems that either the coalition or public affairs itself will soon collapse under the tension. Christian Falvey has this report.
Over less than 2 years, the Czech government has withstood massive strikes, persistent public protests, and resounding scandals. Escalating discord within the coalition, though, may prove to be the proverbial last straw. Citing alleged evidence that their coalition partners had tried to orchestrate a coup within public affairs, the party's wider leadership spent 7 hours Tuesday in debate over a motion to leave the government. A threat public affairs has made so often now that almost no one anticipated the result.
The ongoing crisis of trust between the coalition partners, along with long unresolved problems, has also caused a crisis of the people's trust in the government. The public affairs leadership therefore calls on the party's ministers to immediately tender their resignations to Prime Minister Nečas, effective May the 1st.
Party chairman Radek Jón speaking to reporters Tuesday evening. The fact that the party once again chose to make its announcement through the media rather than behind the closed doors of a cabinet meeting added insult to injury for Prime Minister Petr Nečas.
I will not accept any kind of extortion or ultimata. The causes of the lack of confidence in the government come primarily from within public affairs, and they should search their consciences. Their statement offers nothing constructive, but only tells others what to do. I expect representatives of public affairs to inform me of their views in person rather than through the media, and I'll be ready to discuss them. If these developments lead to the collapse of the government, I have no fear of early elections, which I think would be the most responsible course under the circumstances.
Public affairs demands are audacious. The statement from the party's leadership blames public mistrust of the government on controversies involving the state forestry company, the state prosecutor's office, and social welfare allowances, all of which are domains of the other two governing parties. No mention is made of the party's own scandals, some of which go back to open court this week. Prime Minister Nečas is to reshuffle his cabinet to improve its credibility, provide a comprehensive plan for merging state institutions, revamp the coalition agreement, and request a vote of confidence from Parliament. The ultimatum met with an even more withering response from the deputy chairman of the governing Topo 9 party, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, who outdid his reputation for not mincing words.
Under no circumstances will we allow ourselves to be blackmailed. If the ministers of public affairs resign, we will negotiate with serious partners, hence with the Civic Democrats. The fairest solution would be early elections as soon as possible. That would not bring the Czech Republic anything good, but it would have the positive effect of ridding the Czech political scene of something as slimy and disgusting as the Public Affairs Party.
Exactly what response public affairs did expect is hard to imagine, but this apparently was not it, and from here the plot thickens quickly. Just as their chairman announced he had their resignations in his pocket, public affairs ministers defied the leadership's decision. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík pointed out on Wednesday that, according to the Constitution, she could only give her resignation to the Prime Minister, while Transportation Minister Pavel Dobeš said he had no intention of further deepening the crisis by resigning and said he did not understand what his party's leadership was doing. The party leadership has responded by demanding that their initial resolution be respected and the party resign from government pending the fulfillment of their conditions. With that, it seems public affairs is positioning itself for the very split they feared was being orchestrated for them, and either the party or the government is near the breaking point.
Thank you for that, Christian. And we are staying with the issue with the current ongoing government dispute or government crisis. The latest flare-up between public affairs and the two senior parties, Civic Democrats and Top 09, appears to have taken the continued existence of the center-right cabinet to the very brink. Given the latest government crisis, are we close to early elections, or did the smallest party in government, in trying to gain concessions, simply overplay its hand? Those are questions Jan Wellinger put to Prague-based political analyst Eric Best.
Well, I think the Public Affairs Party was quite surprised by the reaction, because there was a joint effort by Mr. Kolosek of Top 09 and the Prime Minister, Mr. Nechas, to say that they were not going to tolerate any form of blackmail and that they would prefer to go ahead with the collapse of the government and early elections. And I think the Public Affairs was not expecting that to happen. Certainly, Mr. Nechas called the bluff of Public Affairs, but at the same time, he is bluffing in a sense, because he doesn't want the government to collapse either. I don't think it's to the advantage of any of the existing coalition partners to end the government now.
Transport Minister Pavel Dobes, for one, made clear he would not respect the decision of the Public Affairs top leadership. Now there's speculation of a split within the junior party. Do you think that that is a possible outcome of this latest crisis?
I think it certainly is a possibility. I think it's a big question as to whether, faced with the possibility of a split, whether the Public Affairs Party will decide to go through with it. This raises the ante a bit, because if only half, say, of the party's MPs are thrown out into the cold, then that changes the picture quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And what impact could that have, for example, on the possibility of early elections?
Well, if they got enough votes from VV, enough parliamentarians, they would, I think, need 8, then they could avoid early elections. But at the same time, the cabinet would become very, very fragile in the sense that it would only have 1 vote or 2 to spare. So anytime there were a call for a no confidence or a confidence vote, then they would have to make sure they had all of their MPs present.
Speaking last night on Czech TV, representatives from the two other parties, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek of Top 09, the Speaker of the Lower House Miroslava Němcová of the Civic Democrats, they pulled no punches in their criticism of Public Affairs. They effectively called them amateurs from the very beginning, who were solely responsible for most of the government's troubles. At this point, do you think that Public Affairs is the government's Achilles heel, its biggest problem?
Well, it's certainly a big problem, but I would say that all three of the parties share the blame in this, because, well, we have Mr. Kolosek, who runs Top 09 as vice chairman, and he has the problem of having proposed an increase in VAT, which most of the population is against. Then you have Mr. Nechas, who is head of the Civic Democratic Party, and they are currently entangled in a dispute and a scandal involving two of their own people, one a parliamentarian and the other a lobbyist, Mr. Janoszek and Mr. Bim. So I think the scandal in that respect serves them all, and by using tough language, it simply helps to detract attention from the other problems that are going on. The existing coalition partners would all be put in a very difficult position. All three of the existing coalition parties would suffer if there were new elections in, say, June or July.
Political analyst Eric Best was talking to Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger about the latest government crisis. Thanks for that, Jan. And if you are following Czech politics and have anything to say on this matter, please do so via email to english@radio.cz or just post on our wall on Facebook, where we have a profile under the name of Radio Prague. And now let's make the leap from politics to business. Coming up next, today we introduce a new feature into our regular weekday schedule. Entitled Marketplace, the program will be covering the latest developments in the world of Czech business. We'll be discussing the current events and trends, profile interesting people and companies, interview people in the know, and much more. Here's Jan Richter now with the first edition of Marketplace.
Czech supermarket chains have taken a lot of criticism recently over a series of issues. They are being blamed for the soaring price of eggs, and they have found themselves under increased scrutiny by food inspectors for selling poor quality and even expired foodstuffs. With the hike in the VAT rates and plummeting consumer trust, it seems that 2012 is set to be a tough time for the big retailers. I sat down with Jan van Dam, the CEO of Ahold Czech Republic, which runs one of the biggest supermarket chains, and first asked him whether Ahold was cashing in on the soaring prices of eggs ahead of Easter.
The allegation is we're taking advantage of the price hike, and that we're making a lot of money now on the eggs with rising the prices. Well, it's completely nonsense. We had a lot of we had to buy them much more expensive last week because of all kind of regulations in the European Union. And we are still also not making any margin on it. So we are just passing the rising buying price into our selling price. But I can assure you we're not making any money on eggs currently, and also not a few weeks ago. So it's completely nonsense.
The head of the Czech Agrarian Chamber came up with an idea that eggs should not cost more than 5 crowns a piece based on the prices that producers offer. So you basically are complying with what Mr. Veleba was saying.
Yeah, but feeding is on the margin means that the minister says we're not making any money on it, basically. So I don't know where his prices come from, but you know, we're not buying directly from egg farms. There's an egg farm that goes to a packaging or to a wholesaler, and we buy for a wholesaler. And the price for a wholesaler is our price in the store. That's basically it. And of course, organic eggs are different than a middle-sized egg. We have a lot of different eggs. But I can assure you, we're not making any money. So if the agriculture or the farmers are making any money and we are not making any money, I don't know who's making money, but we are not, that's for sure.
Is that sustainable in the long run? What will you do if this continues for months?
Now, we have a lot of products where we don't make any money on. And on total, that's also 3 years ago, from our company perspective, we were also in a loss as a company. So no, it's not sustainable. We're not making a lot of money in the retail industry here in the Czech Republic. I don't know for my colleagues, but Albert always has the EBIT or the profit is below 1%. So you're really not a very profitable company, also not within the Ahold family. So that's also the market. That's also what the customers want. It's a highly competitive market. So the prices are low. The quality is high. So it's not a very profitable market. That's another rumor you see a lot, like the foreign retail is making a lot of money in the Czech Republic. Just look at the figures and you will see that it's also completely nonsense.
Why do you think that is? Because there have been lots of complaints about prices, comparing foodstuffs or food products that are on sale in the Czech Republic and in Western Europe. They're much, much higher quality in Western Europe at comparable or in lower prices. Where do you see the problem?
Now, let's start. It's not typical Czech. The good thing is, I lived in Holland for a while, and also the Dutch, they think that the cheese from France is much better quality and much cheaper. So there's a common thing that we have a nice expression in Holland that the grass is always more green at the neighbor. So it feels always that what's from abroad and what's close by, oh, it's much better than in the Czech Republic.
Well, let me jump right in there. They actually did some tests about marmalade and ketchup, and they found out that the volume of the actual tomatoes in the ketchup in the same brand that is sold in Germany is twice as high as the stuff that's sold here, for instance. So that says something about quality.
I don't know this example, but I'll show you a lot of examples. And there's also for the Czech garlic, for example, it's much better than German garlic. So there are a lot of examples that the quality is higher. Of course, you can also find we have 25,000 products. And I also don't know in all the A brands what they are doing. And sometimes the quality is different. But I think there are a lot of products who has a better quality and also products with less quality. And that's the same in Germany. That's the same in Poland. That's in Russia. That's in Holland. And qualities differ a little bit. And when I came here 3 years ago, it was a lot about the prices. Everything was cheaper in Slovak or in Poland. Now it's about the quality in Germany. I think it's also a very nice topic to talk about. But let the facts, if you buy a lot of products and you taste them, well, overall, I think the quality is very comparable.
Why is it such a problem to be profitable in the Czech Republic?
I think it's because we offer a wide range and good quality against low prices at the end. And yeah, there's a lot of competition. And that's why the industry is not very profitable in the Czech Republic. But I think, you know, there's not to complain about. I think that's very good also for the customers, because I think the offer, what we have as retail in the Czech Republic, I think is great. Compare it also to maybe 5 or 10 years ago. We're still developing. But you see what's happening now with fish in the market, for example. We're still developing the assortments to make it better.
Now, one way to maybe raise the profits is a practice that's been recently criticized, and the Czech food inspection has fined some supermarket chains, including yours, for selling expired foodstuffs. Is that a big problem in Alberts, and are there any policies in place to prevent this?
There's also an allegation. They find a sauce in a cheese with an expiration date. We sell also tens of millions of products every week. And with a lot of inspection, I can assure you, we really have the best quality system on the Czech market. We're very proud on that. Though it's also a work of people in the stores, of course, so you can make a mistake. But overall, I don't agree at all when people say, yeah, you're thinking like, oh, they're not making profit, so they have to make profit, so that's why they're selling expiration dates. It's completely nonsense. You cannot run a proper business with selling things in expiration dates. Of course not. You will be very soon out of the market because we are a quality supermarket chain. We want to offer quality, and that's also what a Czech customer wants. So, of course, we don't want to sell stuff beyond expiration date. It's completely nonsense. And the good thing is, we also won a lot of quality awards 3 months ago. We were even by the Czech Quality Association nominated to go for the European Quality Award. We have hundreds of Czechs, and all the Czechs are good. We had one Czech with a sausage, was an A brand, was over the expiration date. Of course, it was not good. But don't make the conclusion like, oh, they're selling over expiration date. With 10 million, we have 10 million of products we sell every week. So it's like...
Well, it's not me who's making the allegation. It's the authorities.
You ask for my reaction, so that's why I react on that. I think we have a very good quality system. We're very much in control of the quality.
Have you changed it anyhow, or are you making it maybe tighter or something?
No, we had a lot of extra trainings again to make it again very important. And we changed a little bit with pricing and the procedures, even more strict. But we didn't change a lot because we really believed, and we still believe in our system. So there were some small changes in training. And of course it works when there's attention for it. In all companies it works to make it even more tight. Yeah.
There's been also talk recently about the change in taste of Czech customers who are now paying more attention to the origin of the foodstuff they're buying. How is it reflected in what you offer? How do you cope with this?
I think, more than 80 or even more than 90% of what we offer is from the Czech Republic. It's a bit difficult, to be honest, to have bananas from the Czech Republic, but if it is in the Czech Republic and growing in the Czech Republic, we source from the Czech Republic as much as possible. What you see in taste, yeah, people pay more attention on it. If you really ask, do you see a shift in shopping behavior? Not yet, but I'm absolutely sure it will come. People will pay more attention to the quality of food, but the quality of food is really number one. Then you see also the price in combination with the quality. And then also Czech origin plays a role, but a little bit in that order. But I'm sure it will be more important. So that's what you also see, I think, in our stores, more Czech origin. We have already a lot of products who are from a Czech origin, and we're trying to tell that also to the customer. So they can choose, because that's what Albert is about. You can just choose. If you want to have a very high quality or a milk quality, what kind of prices? Do you want to have it from Czech, or you want to have it from abroad, or you want to have French wine or Czech wine? You want to offer choice to customers so they can make a proper choice. And if they prefer Czech, we are there and we offer a lot of Czech products.
Wine is a good example. I suppose meat is another. Is it difficult to come up if you want to maintain some kind of quality level of your products? Is it difficult to find producers here? Because, for instance, many chefs complain that the Czech food or Czech agriculture products are not as good as abroad.
In some industries, it's more difficult to find high-quality Czech suppliers than others. And meat is one of them. That is more difficult. But processed meat, for example, is very easy. Don't ask me exactly the details in which industry it's more difficult. But you see also the industries, or the food industry, you see them also developing more in a quality way. So I think it's also a matter of time. But yeah, the meat is difficult. Yeah, that's a difficult one.
In January, the Czech government raised VAT rates. How was this reflected in your sales?
Now, I think in sales it's difficult to say, but you see there's a very low customer confidence. I think you see it in retail, overall retail. You see the last retail figures. So also people are very conscious in their budget and in their spending. That's partly because of the VAT. It's also partly because of the crisis or what's happening in the European Union. People just spend a little bit less, but that's in all the market. And so we just have to do our utmost best in our proposition in Albert to get the sales on the required levels. But for VAT perspective, yes, of course, the prices did rise. And we tried to keep it as low as possible because that's also one of our duties. And we have high quality, but also we are in the middle of the market. We don't want to be too expensive. We want to be cheap for the customers. So overall, the VAT did influence absolutely customer behavior. But it's the same, I think, also a few years ago in other countries when the VAT increases. Yeah, people trying to find other ways, to save some money.
A few years ago, you closed some of your supermarkets, but you said you saw room for more stores of this type. What are your plans for this year?
We just opened yesterday a new compact hypermarket in Ostrava, in the new shopping center. So we want to grow again. We closed 3 years ago some 20 supermarkets where we didn't believe in for the future. But we also announced that we want to open supermarkets because I see two things. One of our big plans is to remodel or refit all our hypermarkets to a new standard. We have now one in Svitavy. We just opened one, like I said, in Ostrava. So we're going to refit them, make them more modern, but mainly make them more fresh because I really believe fresh food is important for this market to be the best in fresh. And secondly, we will open more supermarkets in the coming years because you see also in the Czech Republic, but it's everywhere, that people want to have a convenient shopping trip close to their homes. People have less time. They want to do quick shopping. So supermarkets, we believe in that the number of supermarkets will grow and can grow in the Czech Republic. And we are there to grab that opportunity.
One of your competitors introduced recently an online service where people can choose their stuff online and it'll be brought to them. Are you thinking of doing anything similar?
We're thinking about everything. And when the time is there, I will tell you. We're not going to start next week, no.
Jan van Dam is the CEO of Ahold Czech Republic, which runs one of the biggest supermarket chains in the country, and he was speaking to Radio Prague's Jan Richter for our new weekly feature, Marketplace. And I'm afraid that brings us to the end of our regular weekday program, but please tell us if you have any thoughts on what you've heard on the show today. The postal address here is Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2. And of course, if you prefer to email, you can do so to english@radio.cz or find us on Facebook or Twitter if you prefer to stay in touch via social media channels. As always, everything you've heard on the program today and past editions of the program can be found at our website, radio.cz. There you can list through a huge archive of reports and features in both text and audio form. Also on our website, you can actually sign up for a free news email and use our podcasting. We'll talk to you again soon, but until then, from me, Sarah Berufka, and from all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for listening, and bye-bye.